United Nations Radio Informing Yugoslavia. Here their report for Friday the 1st of September. I'm David Bauer. The joint NATO and UN operation against Bosnia and Serb targets is continuing today. UN and NATO commanders have again stated the operation will not cease until the Bosnian Serb threat to the UN declared safe areas is removed. The action continues to be centered on Serb positions around Sarajevo, but also includes targets in other areas. UN spokesman Chris Gunners gave an update on the operation at this morning's press conference in Zagreb.
The main targets around Gorica include the ammunition depots southwest of Gorica, a radar bunker at Fosha, and a sound sea site at Sokolak were attacked. A 2-meter tank and artillery piece were destroyed east of Moscow. Rapid reaction force also engaged mortar positions, and the anti-aircraft guns which we assessed were destroyed.
Little sign yet of the Bosnian Serbs complying with UN demands that they withdraw their heavy weapons from the 20-kilometer total exclusion zone around Sarajevo.
There are no concern reports, but we are not concerned that there are three artillery pieces which are being pulled back. Clearly, that does not constitute an elimination of the threat to the safe area of Sarajevo, and there is far more that needs to be done as far as the pulling back of Bosnian Serb artillery pieces are concerned.
As the military action goes on, peace efforts are also continuing urgently. U.S. Envoy Richard Holbrooke says both the Bosnian government and the Bosnian Serbs have now agreed to the contact group peace plan as a basis for negotiations. Up until now, the Serbs have continually rejected the plan, which gives 49% of Bosnia to them and 51% to the government. Mr. Holbrooke, the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State, described the breakthrough as immensely important. It comes after the Bosnian Serbs agreed to form a six-man joint negotiating team with Serbia. Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic will lead the team and have the power of veto over its decisions. After talks in Belgrade yesterday, Mr. Holbrooke said the Serbian President had agreed to the contact group plan as a basis, but that the two sides had very different ideas about who would get which parts of the country. He said serious negotiations were at last underway, but that they would be tough. The U.S. negotiating team is due to meet with President Milosevic again today. Croatian military authorities have told UNPRO it will be blocked from a large area north of Knin while cleaning-up operations are carried out. The area is part of the Krajina region seized by the Croats in a lightning operation early last month. UNPRO's information officer in Sector South, Alan Roberts, says news that the UN will be barred from the area is disturbing.
We were very concerned about this because the border is complete. Country was ignored, which should be between the United Nations and the Croatian government. It's all for the movement where we wish to go, and that we feel there are security problems ourselves. That's a direction violation of that. We're also very concerned because there is operations which are primarily involve special police units and military are in areas where we've seen a serious numbers of consistent fires, villages of the last week or so, including areas where we have unfortunately and this certainly come across elderly civilians who have been killed, or those are reports that they have been killed, so they're very concerned that's keeping it out of those areas.
Alan Roberts says despite the denials of the Croatian government, killing, looting and burning of houses are continuing, often by members of the Croatian army. UNPRO is now preparing an inventory of deaths for later war crimes investigations.
We're basically with a body count of people killed since the 4th and 5th of August. There's now somewhere near 100 or more. These are the bodies that the UN human rights team, civilian police, and those have seen and identified. Mainly are civilian, and others are from interviews with relatives or friends, distressed people who say they've seen people killed in front of them, and where we feel those reports and interviews over are extremely credible.
The UN is continuing to describe the destruction of houses in the Crimea as systematic and widespread. 50 newly destroyed buildings have been seen on the road between Plavchitraga and Slun, and HV soldiers were reported losing houses in Budic. Alan Roberts says there have also been several cases of Croats moving into houses owned by Serbs. UN Sector Commander at Sector South General Alain Foron is continuing to pass reports of atrocities through the chain of command to Zagreb. Meanwhile, there's been little change in the situation of almost 800 Serb refugees sheltering inside the UN compound in Knin. All of them, as well as 55 people living in a gymnasium in the town, want to leave for Serbia. But the Croatian authorities are refusing to let them go until some 70 people accused of war crimes are handed over. The UN is sticking to its position that interrogation of anyone suspected of war crimes must be carried out inside the UN compound and in the presence of international monitors. And it's insisting the Croatian authorities supply details of the crimes the suspects are accused of. No such details have been given, and negotiations are continuing. And that's our report from UN Radio and the former Yugoslavia for Friday the 1st of September. I'm David Bauer.